Hello and welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, where we're here to support you in taking your singing skills to the next level. I'm your host, Coach Worship, and I'm thrilled to have my co-host, Jamiel, with me.
In this podcast, we'll take you on a 30-day podcast marathon, teaching you everything you need to know about diction for singers. Diction is the art of pronouncing words clearly and expressively, using your voice parts to make sound and speech.
Diction is essential for singers, as it helps you share your message, emotions, and style with your audience. Each day, we will explore a different topic related to diction, such as vowels, consonants, syllables, stress, intonation, accent, dialect, and more. We will also give you practical tips and exercises to improve your diction and singing performance.
By the end of this podcast marathon, you will have a better understanding of how your voice works and how to use it effectively. So join us on this exciting journey of learning and singing. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or on any other listening platforms. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Making Musical Quantum Leaps Podcast, or email us at joinusingschoolofsounds@gmail.com if you have any questions or feedback.
Hello guys, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Wherever time you've been listening to this part, it is me, your favorite talker. Your favorite vocal coach. Your favorite whatever you want to call it. Just know I'm your favorite. And today is the 27th day of a podcast. Yay! I am super excited. Wow! In 3 days' time, we are going to be celebrating our 3-year anniversary, 3 years of podcasting, 3 years of vocal coaching. Ow! It's super bad! Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm screaming. Well, there's a joy in my heart. I just can't contain it. Guys, Okay. I think that's enough. Let's get into today's topic. Today, we're going to be talking about breaking the rules. Listen, I read this somewhere. It says, these principles are designed to build superb discipline and mastery of one's vocal instrument. To produce immaculate legato, typical of bel canto. You all know what legato is, so I'll just talk about bel canto. Bel canto simply means beautiful singing. So, these principles of diction are designed to build superb discipline and mastery of one's vocal instrument. Produce immaculate legato, typical of bel canto, and maximum versatility of interpretation. However, the lines can be so clean that they sound unnatural. So if something is too perfect, it has become unnatural. That is why autotune is just awkward, because it's too perfect that it is now unnatural. That's why you can detect where there's autotune and it's just not so pleasing, especially when it is too much. So it becomes so unnatural that the singer, or rather the listener, is taken over by the musical line and the tone and doesn't necessarily notice the words, the story, or the character behind your singing. So somebody can be so carried away by the riffs and runs, carried away by the tone, carried away by everything, how everything is on point, the breathing is on point, the diction is on point, every single thing is on point, that they lose the meaning, the story, the interpretation of the song. This is not an excuse to become lackadaisical or flippant with the rules. It's just that we are telling you that you are human. It is what differentiates you from artificial intelligence, or I don't know, a computer. Those little cracks, those little breaking of the rules are what makes us artistic, human, and creative. Okay, let me just finish up. It says, depending on the musical genre, the singer may want to bend the principles significantly. Let me explain this. Now, depending on the genre, you may want to, for example, you may want to sing Okay, and a very typical example is Shola Allison. She wants to sing an English song, but she also wants to put in herself into that song. And we all know how Shola Allison sounds. She sounds like this deep, she's a typical Yoruba African singer. She sounds so deep. If you're not an African, you can go and listen to her. She sounds, okay, no, we can even, there's another very recent example. That is Labisi from the GGTQ competition. She has this Yoruba intonation and she puts it in every song. At that point, she's breaking rules of diction, but it gives her more mastery over the song and gives her own kind of interpretation to the song. And that is beauty. Remember what I told you about rules? When you break rules intentionally, it actually becomes a style. But when you break rules without even knowing rules, most times it is rubbish. Most of the time, it is rubbish. So back to what I'm saying. Shola Allison, she wants to sing a song like, I will lift my voice and I will sing. She'll sing something like, I will lift my voice and I will sing. Then she puts some Yoruba, 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 Yoruba. I will sing, holy, hallelujah. Even one beautiful thing is if you listen closely to her diction, apart from all those inflex and all those trills and all those Yoruba riffs, slurs, her diction is still on point. Like, guys, except some parts where, okay, she emphasizes on some T's and does all that stuff that's applied to Yoruba diction, and she applies Yoruba diction to actual English diction. Apart from that, her diction is still crisp and clear. You can get every single word that she is saying. Another example of, oh God, I'm talking too fast. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm going to take it slow. Another example is Lawrence Oyo. He also does that. Lawrence Oyo and his brother Goswell Oyo, they do that a lot. Another very beautiful example is our superstar singer Asha. Asha is beautiful. She knows her way with bending the rules to just create something so beautiful. So guys, what I'm not saying is that you should forget the rules. Okay, if you listen to this, okay, let me read it again. Depending on the musical genre, the singer may want to bend the principles significantly, but there is merit in having discipline, control, and choice so that one can return to these principles when necessary. Like, this is so clear. This is so clear. I feel like I should read it again because some of you, so it says well. Okay, so there is merit in having discipline, control, and choice. Remember what I told you earlier? I said, The goal of vocal training, I've not said this actually. The goal of vocal training is to give you a, okay, I've said it. Oh, come on. How dare I forget? I've said it. How dare, no, I can't forget. I said it. I said, the reason why we are learning rules is to give you a power over your voice, to give you a power over the results you get every time you sing, so that you can have repeated results over time. Not that today my voice is good, tomorrow my voice is not good, I don't understand what happened and all that. No. Okay? So the reason why we are doing all this training, why we are teaching you all these rules, is so that you can have discipline, you can have control, and you can have a choice, so that you can always return to this, to the basic, so that you are not stuck in disobeying the rules. You can always go back to the basic. Okay, guys, I think I've spoken enough on this. What I'm simply trying to say since the beginning of this pod is, do not be so bent. Most of you, I think I need to make this clear. Most of you are not perfect yet, but some of you are perfect. Your diction is on point. But even so, do not be so stuck up in obeying every single rule that you lose the interpretation of the song. If the song demands you to strengthen, if the interpretation demands you to harden and pronounce that T, please do it. Please do it. If it needs you to lose some words, like mumble some words, please do it. I was listening to one Beyonce's song where she was Sandcastles. Like, there was this part where her voice just cracked on a normal day. That's just awkward and terrible. But she left it because it expressed that emotion of the moment. So it's the same thing, guys. Even if mumbling words would help better interpret the song, please do, okay? So that'll be all for today. I love you so much, guys. I have to go. I have some flyers to design. And also, thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you so much for your donation. Our graphic designer has officially started designing, so our flyer and our logos are going to be available anytime from now. I'm so grateful, guys. So like I told you, always have this at the back of your mind. The Quantum Society. That is the Quantum Society, which is the community for the Making Musical, for the listeners of the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, is a community. Treat it as such, okay? It is not just a group. It's not just people in a group chat. It's a community. Do all you can do to make sure you contribute something to the growth of this community. I'm just privileged. Shimio is just privileged to be one of the heads. We are just here to make sure things go in order and to dish out knowledge. But we are not in any way bosses over you or lords over you. You have as much right as the community to the community as we do. All right, so that'll be all from me. I love you guys so much. And one more time, I think if you did not get my kiss from the last one, take it again. Mwah. I love you so much.